Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Our next storyteller.
Hello and welcome to The Narrators. This podcast collects stories from our live events where people share true stories based on a theme.
Your next storyteller is Chelsea Ochoa. We first met Chelsea a few years ago through a collaboration with Playback Theater West. She's become an instant favorite of our show. She's the creative director of Soul Stories, a wonderful storytelling organization here in Denver. She's one of the mad geniuses behind all that howling that we were doing every night at 8 p.m. last year. Yeah, that Chelsea. In this story, she takes us through an alphabet of tiny moments from the last 12 months. She told this story in front of a live audience in the parking lot of Bumpport Theater just last month. The theme of the evening was letters. Enjoy.
People, hello. Here I have an alphabetical list of different things that occurred for me and different concepts that I was really thinking about a lot just over the past 12 months. And I just really want to be able to communicate that to all of you in a way that kind of reflects the way that I feel that I experienced it. So we have this alphabetical list, and I'm just going to imagine that it's like a dice. And I'm going to put it in this, like, Yahtzee container. And I invite you to also, like, move your bodies a little bit and give it a little shake as we shake up this experience of the past 12 months, which was really, it was a lot more like this. Okay. So if any of these things resonate with you, by the way, I highly encourage sound effects. If you're like, yeah, me too, you can snap. Can you all do that for me? Yeah, can you make a little noise sometimes? Sound like rain. I appreciate it. All right, so these are the ABCs of my past 12 months. Oh, great. F is for the fever dream of a mushroom trip that took place in the middle of the chaos of everything, where there was smoke in the air and there was tear gas everywhere. And we took mushrooms, and by the end of it, I was lying in my bed saying, I am a people person. I need people. People is what I need. Z is for Zappa, as in Frank Zappa, who famously said, without deviation from the norm, progress is not possible. L is for lost. In some ways, I feel very completely lost, as though I have burned down so much of the roadmap of my old identity. And now that things have opened up, I feel so different than I was years ago, and I don't know how to express it in the outside world, and I don't know what to do about it. R is for witchcraft, which is a term coined by my sister. There's this thing called witchcraft, where when you have money, you can get more money, and you don't even have to do work for it or have any labor associated with it. They call it investment. Air is for air conditioning. 2 years ago, I was like, I'm a tough bitch. I am a survivalist. I do not need air conditioning in my house. And now, after COVID, I'm like, I am old. I am tired. I have earned my luxuries. D is for doom. Doom was generally the sentiment of the past 12 months, I would say. Lots and lots of heavy amounts of doom. B is for bees. We got bees last summer. Dear Chelsea of early 2020, sweet, innocent Chelsea of early 2020, you are not that chick on TikTok who can scoop bees out in a summer dress with no glove on. You will get stung. Get a bee suit. C is for Colfax. In August of 2020, my honey over there and I, we walked from opposite ends of Colfax, the longest, wickedest road in the West, 52 miles across the entire road and met in the middle. And I highly recommend, if you don't know what the fuck is going on with your life, to go for a long walk and just get really grounded. A as in XOXO, as in all of the hugs and kisses that we didn't get to give. And snap, if there is someone that you will not, again, get to give hugs and kisses to, the people that we lost in the past year, not just because of COVID, but the people that have been lost to police brutality for many, many years, the people that have been lost crossing into our borders, into the United States, the people that have been lost in ICE detention centers, all of the people that we haven't gotten to hug and kiss. G is for the grieving space. So in February, I set up this art installation at Cheeseman Park, and it was just a string with a bunch of flags. And you can take a flag and you can write whatever it is you're grieving, whatever you're letting go of, and hang it on the string. In February, people were really tender and almost even afraid to talk to a stranger. There was a lot of tears, and people were talking about death a lot. And in March, people were just so excited to hear other people's stories and so excited to be seen and put their flags out. And then by April, people were just fucking exhausted. They didn't even want to hear the word COVID anymore. And everybody was writing things they just wanted to let go of. And in the end of April, we had our final session. We knew it was our final session because we went out there and nobody wanted to walk up to the tent. And it felt like everybody was so excited to run and see their friends or go dance in the pavilion. And I was like, this project is complete. Fuck that one. I ain't got time for that one. And it's for nihilism. Yawn. I'm so bored with nihilism. I feel like we don't have time for nihilism. Is this world ruled by billionaire overlords? Yes. Does that mean that we should just all give up and shop on Amazon all the time? No! Nihilism is lazy. Yeah. Q is for questions. We're still here with all of these unanswered questions. They're just lingering, but the questions are still here. Why should a cop ever kill an unarmed person? Will there ever be justice for Elijah McClain? Will we all continue to become more and more numb to this because we feel like there's nothing that can be done? And what do our communities really need in order to be safe? We still have these questions. S is for skirts. Men in skirts. Men in summer skirts, spinning sweetly in the sunlight. It's time. W is for what the fuck happened? Everything this past year has been a blur, and who are these people that are coming up to me like I know them? I haven't seen you in over a year. I don't know who you are. K is for kaleidoscoping. The kaleidoscoping interlocking nature of all of our systems and how patterns repeat themselves. You know what I mean. Y is for yards. Okay, there's a lot of bullshit that you can distill out of your life if you focus on doing what you can with what you've got. And last year, I had a yard. It was full of weeds. And we fried up those weeds, all those dandelions. They tasted delicious. We ate purslane all summer, and it's basically really easy to feel powerless, especially over the past year. But if you look around, you can find something that's in front of you to make your next move. H is for the howling. Yeah, we started the howling thing. We were like, what if we can get a couple of our friends to howl? And then it like blew up this cacophony of emotion. And people were like, this is what the howling's about. It is because we're howling for the healthcare workers. It is because we are howling for my sick uncle. And everybody was like, it's about something. And we were like, it wasn't really about anything for us. We just kind of made it out of instinct. And I think that's a really good way to have a creative process. Just like trust the instinct and create the thing and then find the purpose. I is for internal dialogue. Okay, so now that there's people everywhere again, I guess I have to have an internal dialogue again. But, like, my internal dialogue has gotten so big and so loud, I don't think it can fit back in there. P is for punk as fuck, because Generation Z is punk as fuck. When I was a youth, I thought I was punk as fuck, and I was, like, spray painting all kinds of stuff on walls, and I had my anti-male gaze armpit hair out, and I was making out with girls. But all that stuff is, like, completely commonplace now, and Gen Z has lived through a pandemic, and they've normalized the word feral as if it's, like, a buzzword. So I bow to Gen Z. V is for vision. Are there any dreamers out there in the audience tonight? Help! We need you. We need people who have a vision and an imagination for what should happen next in our world. So please actively be dreaming, because I think that's the most important thing that we need right now. Oh, J is for my jiggly bits. I have developed a fantastic non-sexual relationship with my body this year, and, like, chasing my stretch marks, flapping my bat wings, and it just feels so good to just love my body and not think about sexiness. U is for unicorns. My 3-year-old niece explained that unicorns are real. Narwhals are not real, because narwhals, how are they going to eat? They've got, like, a big thing sticking out of their mouth, so logic. T is for truth. In the words of Carl Sagan, if it can be killed by the truth, it deserves to be killed by the truth. And that's been my anthem for the past year. Thank you.
The Narrators is produced by me, Ron Doyle, and Aaron Rollman, with help from Karen Wachtel, Jesse Witten, Scott Carney, and Sydney Crane. If this is your first time listening to our podcast, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. And if you're a loyal fan, please take a moment to share one of our stories with a friend. If you're in Denver, our live shows take place every third Wednesday of the month at Bumpboard Theater. For more information and past episodes, please visit our website, thenarrators.org. As always, we'd like to thank our sponsors, Bumpboard Theater Company, Illegal Pete's, From the Hip Photo, and Great Divide Brewing Company. Our theme music is by Whalehawk, and we'd also like to thank Cities of Earth, who provided the outro music you're listening to right now. You can find a link to their music in the show notes for this episode. We'll be back next Friday with another true story. Until then, thanks for listening.